Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about a phrase I use at home. It's a little bit of an uncommon phrase, but I think every family has those things that they say that are kind of particular and part of their own family language. So this is a part of mine, and it came about in a few interesting ways. It kind of evolved. One of the ways that, you know, this refers to, one of the things that this refers to are, you know, that time in your life when you're out of the house and you're off on your own and you've got to figure out who you are and how you plan on living your life, right? And those key and crucial decisions that you make in that phase of life are you becoming an adult and you owning them. And those decisions and those years where you're having to cultivate the habits that you will carry on for the rest of your life are crucial and important. And I've seen through different family members and through different, you know, friends and other families, I've seen different families respond to that in different ways. There are some situations where, you know, the son or daughter leaves home and they're off on their own and they figure it out and they go and they grab life by their own, you know, grab it by the bull on the horns, and they move forward. And I've seen other scenarios where mom and dad will help out, you know, financially or otherwise, you know, and that can become a routine or a habit. And I've seen otherwise where it becomes an enabling opportunity, and that enabling continues on all the way through adulthood. And so, you know, it's a bit interesting to see what that's like. And that's one of the examples of this phrase being used that I have. But the phrase is called the dog food years, right? In our house, my kids know that we are preparing them in our home to go out and embrace their dog food years. And these are the years that are going to be hard for them. These are the years where they are going to have to make choices on their own. And you can have dog food years not just when you first leave home, but also later on in life. I ran into this twice. I ran into my dog food years when I first left home, and it wasn't really so much tightening my belt, but I joined the Army. I had to do 10 full weeks of basic training, and then another round of training after that, and then a whole different environment and a whole different culture, and becoming a part of the culture that would allow me to be successful, you know, in that environment. And that was difficult to do. And then having to do it again on my first deployment to Iraq, and then my second deployment to Iraq, and then once again, much later in life, you know, with my third deployment to Afghanistan. Each one of those times were me volunteering and walking into what are essentially your dog food years, those times where the environment has changed, the surroundings have changed, and you've got to embrace them. Now, when we use the growing up and leaving home analogy, it's a fairly common narrative. We can see what's going to happen in that narrative. We can see that we're going to formulate patterns and habits that will allow us to grow and develop and succeed in life. We know that one's coming. That one's pretty common and easy to see. When we deal with things like a military deployment, there's a formula with it, right? And so you hope that the lessons will be drawn out of that time period that can be applied later on to life. And some of the lessons are drawn from that, and some of the situation is just dealing with PTSD, right? So there's good and bads in these types of environments. You know, the one that we all face right now with the recent announcement from the president and saying things that the, you know, advice will be to stay home and stay put and to quarantine and self-quarantine all the way through the end of April. I mean, that was kind of, we knew that was going to be coming. You know, you got to be voice for it today as I'm recording this. But this puts us in another situation where we're having to live in our dog food years. We're having to reassess the patterns we base our life off of. And I think we need to look at this the same way we do when we leave home and recognize that we're going to develop patterns and habits that will stay with us for probably the rest of this generation and maybe even beyond. And some of those things may be really healthy and good. Some of them may not be. You know, there's the old story of the daughter who goes to cook their first turkey dinner, right, and cuts off the drumsticks on either side and then cooks those just on the side, you know, with the bird, right? So in the same pan. And you know, she just grew up seeing her mom do it. And then somebody asked her, well, why'd you cut off the sides? You know, why'd you cut off the drumsticks? She didn't know. So she calls mom. she says, Mom, you know, why do we cut off the drumsticks off the side of the turkey? And she says, I don't know. I've just always seen my mom do it. That's the way I was taught, right? And so she calls up grandma, right? And she says, or her mom rather, and she calls up her mom and she says, hey, why do we cut off the drumsticks off the turkey when we cook it for Thanksgiving? And grandma politely says, well, that's because when, you know, when I was newly married and we were young and we had the small apartment, the oven was so small we had to cut the legs off in order to get the turkey in, right? And so it's probably a true story for some family out there, but it's most likely not a true story, right? It's an anecdote that we share, but it articulates how some of the things that we learn and develop during a time when we are in our dog food years become patterns for the rest of our lives. You know, my family and I are taking walks. I mean, that's a pattern I hope will continue. It probably won't once this is done, but I hope it will continue because what a neat thing to spend 35, 40 minutes a day walking our 2.5 miles or whatever it is that we walk, you know, in the neighborhood, seeing other families and being able to wave to them and seeing how they're doing and stopping to talk to neighbors, but keeping our distance. So we have that, you know, social distancing thing going on. You know, we're in another round of dog food years. And unlike the time when I left home and I was only doing it with people I'd graduated with, now I'm doing it with a lot of other people. What are we learning? What are we noticing? What have we found? I noticed my daughter really likes to bake. It's part of her outlet to relieve stress. We've had cookies and I made bread this morning. I mean, I made bread for the sacrament that we use, or the bread and water we use for the, you know, sacrament. And in our church, that's very similar to what you would have in communion in the Catholic Church, right? And so I like to make that bread homemade. We're in our dog food years. What are you noticing? And are these dog food years that we're going through all together as a society the same as your dog food years when you leave home? I mean, that would be pretty neat to see. We shouldn't expect that just because we went through our dog food years once in life that they're done. I remember coming back from our second deployment and finishing graduating college, and I was a new Army officer, right? I was an officer in the Army now. I'd been a sergeant, and we moved into this house in Oklahoma, and the housing market, it was 2008. The housing market was just through the roof at the time, and it didn't make sense to rent, and so we ended up buying a house. But we were underwater, or not underwater, I don't think that's the right term, but the budget didn't match, and so we had to tighten our belt on a lot of things. And so my wife ended up going back to work. And so she drove our little red Ford Focus and delivered pizzas and was able to make a living there and make ends meet for that time until I could get promoted. But that was a really hard time in our family where you wanted to invest money on making the house more livable and functional for the family, but there just wasn't the money. And now instead of it just being her and I figuring out our lives together, or me figuring out my life, it was her and I and three kids trying to figure out our lives. Your dog food years come and go. And when they come, you can approach them with an attitude that will allow you to embrace the lessons that you're going to gain from it. And so I hope in your family and in your circle, you can talk about this as being your dog food years. Historically, it was the time when people were so poor, they'd eat dog food. It was before the invention of ramen. We're not eating ramen now. We're eating really good because my daughter's outlet is baking, and I don't have to worry about my income so much anymore. But I do have to worry about our mental health and our physical health as a family. And this is another era of dog food years. And depending on how the economy shakes out, it may be another era of dog food years for a lot of people. And the lessons we learn from this will allow us to grow and become better as a society. And so I hope that we can see those lessons early, learn them fast, and share often. Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to, if you liked it, share it with somebody else that you know. And that's it. Subscribe links are over at parkingthought.com. And at the end, remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?